but I'd like to just lead you through a release exercise tonight. Without dissecting, without pulling it apart, you don't have to know what this core limited belief is at the moment, but let's just tune into our bodies, the place where you carry worry, the energy of worry. And that's projected fear that goes into the future from the past. So we're not in the now moment. We're worrying about the future. Usually it's about someone we love, or it's about our own life or finances or this or that, whatever it is, health. So that worry energy gets stuffed in your body, and we carry it literally like a burden. It's very heavy, and it's exhausting. So feel wherever you carry worry at this moment, and if you can, place a hand on that area, or just place your loving attention there. And I know that when we do this, it can come up and increase a body symptom. So just allow that for a few breaths. That's your body talking to you, saying, thank you for paying attention. This hurts in here. And so when you place a hand on that area, you place your attention on it, make sure you have that mouth and nose right underneath that area that's breathing underneath your hand. Take a deep breath. Breathe deep into the belly, and then exhale through the mouth. So with this releasing breath, breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And let's do our wave, if you can, which means you're arching your back on the inhale, like filling the belly. It's coming up through the spine, and then you're curving your back in a C curve, flattening the arch of the back on the exhale, right? So the pelvis moves first. If you want to, if your hand is in an awkward position, just let it go and just release and feel your attention on that area. And we're going to rock our body with the wave breath. But keep your attention on that area and keep breathing through it while we wave through the body. Give your body some fluid motion. Okay, we're calling in the light of our consciousness, our awareness, our presence as we breathe. So tilt your pelvis forward, breathing in, arching the back, letting the breath rise up the rib cage. Let your head move last, so it's kind of forming a waving motion. That's the very first video, if you never need to go back to it. And you're breathing through this area of the body, and on the exhale, really let it go, let it flow. Let any sound come out you need to on your exhale. You know, does that sound like a groan of worry? Or is it higher pitched, like kettle, like a steam kettle? And let your body also move in any way that it wants to move now, a little more freeform, because we're going to wave right through this area. So it's like you have a little wave rippling of breath through the area. Breathe in and kind of expand that area on the breath, and then breathe out and release it. So wherever that is in your body, kind of like an accordion, how it expands and contracts, just imagine that through this area you are breathing, and it's just like an accordion. It's opening to receive the breath, and then it's releasing and almost squeezing like a sponge. And let's release into nature. And it's your choice. I'm, you know, been using a river, so I'm going to release it into the river. You can release it into the trees, into the sky, into the earth, into the sun, whatever you need to, a fire. Release it to nature on the out breath. Ah, that feels great. And then very slowly in your own timing, let the movement begin to slow down when you're ready. And then just come to rest when you're ready. Just let it, you'll find yourself coming to a still point, a natural place of rest. Every energy has its arc. So as this happens, you have completed an arc. A piece of this energy has been dislodged and released. I started with the enjoyment and enthusiasm part of the class tonight because that's what we want to be experiencing more of. And then that tends to bring up these once obstacles that now become waterfalls. They become openings. Right? As the river rises and flows over the rocks, higher and higher and higher, it makes like a music over whatever in its path. So just feel that flow in your body, and let's ground this now. So put one hand on your belly, deep breath. You can put the other one on your heart. And just say yes to whatever the ease is or the opening that's now in your body. And you can say yes to self-care. If you're not experiencing ease right now, it's totally okay. What we want to ground in is that you are listening and responding to your body. And that's a good thing always. It's always a good thing. Listening, responding, opening, asking, receiving,